This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Yud Gimel, Mishneh Hay. The Mishnah discusses various types of needles, the question of at what point they would be considered halachically broken and therefore no longer susceptible to tumah. The Mishnah begins with a regular standard sewing needle, which consists of an eye, the little hole where you put the thread in, and the point, which is of course used to poke through the garment one is working on. The Mishnah rules, Machat shenitel charira o okta. If the eye or point of a sewing needle was removed, tahara, it's no longer a kli, for it can no longer be used to sew without either of those parts. However, im hiskina lemituach, after the point of the eye broke off, one specifically designated the broken needle to use to stretch out woven cloth, just as a pin to pin down clothing, then tmei upon that designation, the broken needle will once again be considered a kli, will be makabel tuma, because to pin down, stretch out cloth, you certainly don't need the eye, but you don't even need a point for that purpose, doesn't have to have a sharp end to work for that. And so although normally if a sewing needle breaks, one would just discard it, but if somebody specifically designated the broken sewing needle to use to pin down a garment, it would then be considered a halachic kli. The Mishnah now discusses a different type of needle, used by sack makers. Sacks are made for a much more thick, coarse material, and thus the sack maker's needle had to be wider and thicker than your standard sewing needle. The Mishnah rules, shel sakoin shenitel charira, if the eye of a sack maker's needle was removed, timea, then even without any specific designation, it retains its halachically status and therefore is still makabel toma, yipnei shehu kosev ba, because it's perfectly standard to keep such a needle, which is, again, a little thicker, and use it to write with. It's thick enough to use as a stylus to be able to etch letters into the wax tablets that were common then. But again, that's if the eye of the needle broke off. Nitel uktza, but if its point broke off, tahora, then even the sack maker's needle would lose its kli status, would no longer be makabel tuma, as the needle would have to come to a point to work properly for the purpose of writing on a wax tablet. So since it can't be used for that purpose either, it loses its kli status and it is not makabel tuma. The Mishnah says, shel mituach, as far as a needle, which was made to begin with just to pin cloth down, if that happened to be originally made with an eye or a point, benkach ubenkach tmeyam, either way, whichever part, the eye or the point, was removed, it retains its halachic kli status. As we mentioned earlier, the function of pinning down cloth to stretch it out can be perfectly achieved even without an eye or a point. So even if this particular needle was made with either of those parts, and then either part was removed, it's still a kli, because it could still be used for its original purpose. The Mishnah says, as far as machat shehelsa chaluda, if a sewing needle became rusty, the halach is as follows, im ma'akeves ha'tfira, if it got rusty to the point that the needle is no longer sharp enough to use to sew, tahara. Well, then since we can't use it for sewing anymore, which is what it was designed to do, it is no longer a kli, it's not mekabel tuma, v'im lav, but if the rust is not so bad, and that you could still poke through the garment, you could still use it for sewing, tmeya, then it would retain its kli status, and therefore it would still be susceptible to tuma. The Mishnah concludes with a ruling about a little fork that had to be curved. This is either used for turning over roasting meat, or if it's a smaller one, you'd use it to trim burnt wicks or clean out oil from oil lamps. But the key is that in order to work, the teeth of the fork must be curved. And so the Mishnah rules, tzinoris shepshata, if one straightened out the teeth of such a fork, tahara, it loses its kli status. It's no longer mekabel toma, because it no longer actually works. Kifafa, if one bent the fork's teeth back into a curved position, chazra l'tumasa, then it reverts to its original status. And the Mishnah here specifically discusses where the fork before it was straightened out was actually tame. And so the halacha here is, when he straightened the fork, he halachically broke it, and therefore the tumah leaves the fork, but upon bending the fork again, the original tumah comes back, This is the rabbinic decree of Tumah Yeshana that in the case of metal utensils, if it becomes Tameh, then one halachically breaks it, upon repairing it, the original Tumah comes back. But the principle could be applied to the issue of whether the fork is able to become Tameh. That is, it started out as a properly functioning curved fork, and let's say it didn't become Tameh. So at that point, it was susceptible to Tumah. When he strained it out, he broke it, so it was no longer susceptible to Tumah. Then when he bent it, made it curved again, it reverts to status of a kli that can become Tameh.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.